Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And good morning to Ron Ziegler, the CEO and President of Community and Economic Development Associates, based in Chatfield, Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim and Marnie.
So you cover an area that's basically, what, southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, western Wisconsin, that kind of area?
That's correct. Our organization is really interested in rural America, and that's what our passion is for. So those are the areas that we've really concentrated on right now.
What are some of the things that folks in your line of work are talking a lot about these days?
Well, in the economic development aspect, you know, there's a sense of urgency in the workforce development area. You know, we have companies around the area that need employees. They need good, trained, skilled employees, and they're having a hard time finding them right now. And, you know, it's not an easy nut to crack. It's a big topic, and hopefully one that somehow we as an organization, we as a state, can try and assist these companies to help them grow and expand.
Who are some of the partners you look for then in trying to solve the training issues?
Well, you know, there's obvious ones such as colleges, universities, technical schools, but I think we need to start earlier than that. I think we need to engage our local schools, our K-12 school districts, and get them knowing what is out there, what is available for students. You know, it's great to have every student go to college, but that isn't for everybody. And there are a lot of opportunities out there for kids that may not want to go on to a four-year college and just either want to go right into the workforce out of high school or go to a two-year school and learn some trades and get into the workforce at that time then.
You know, it used to be, I think, years ago that high schools focused a little bit more on some of the trades, didn't they?
I would agree with that. You know, there are certain schools yet, I think, that do certain programs with businesses in their communities. But I think the days of working the last hour at one of your local businesses, you don't hear about that much anymore. And maybe we need to get back to that type of stuff.
Funny how sometimes things that went out of fashion come back in fashion later on.
That's true.
And, of course, as you mentioned, you would want to be working with the colleges, technical colleges and the like. What about the businesses themselves? Clearly, they need to be a partner in all of this as well, wouldn't they?
Yes, obviously, they are a partner. You know, a lot of businesses have just taken it upon themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get people coming through the door. They may not be at the skill level that they, you know, 5 years ago, they would have hired at, but they will go ahead and bring a person in, try and train them internally themselves, and to see if they can make a good worker out of those people.
Ron Ziegler, CEO and President of Community and Economic Development Associates in Chatfield, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.